Psalms 133, verses 1 through 3. How good and pleasant it is when kindred live together in unity. It is like the precious oil on the head running down upon the beard, on the beard of Aaron running down over the collar of his robes. It is like the dew of Hermon, which falls on the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord ordained his blessings, life forevermore.
Do you ever argue with loved ones, friends, colleagues, those who hold different beliefs? In this Psalms, we are reminded how rewarding it is to live together in unity, like water falling on a parched land. It takes work to create and sustain relationships. In our gardens, we prepare the soil, plant the seeds, and nurture the seedlings that emerge. We remove the weeds and water our plants to ensure they can achieve all we hope for. We need to cultivate our relationships in the same way. This Psalms is a reminder of a time when several generations lived together, caring for the land and one another. Imagery is interesting. We don't say things unless we are speaking about something intentionally. The psalmist here points out how good it is when kindred live together in unity. Imagine living with our extended relatives and the tension that could cause. When the psalmist reminding the people about the importance of being unified in the midst of adversity within their family groupings. Keeping unity when we don't agree is a challenge that can seem overwhelming. And yet, when we work at those more challenging relationships, sometimes the greatest rewards come from the place we lay aside our differences and dig deep to find common ground. Let us tend our relationship gardens, remove the weeds that may be choking our relationships, and dig deeper to work through our differences. What relationships might we need to nurture and cultivate today?